Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So I've been off from doing this for just over a month, and I meant to start back yesterday, but I struggled with it just thinking that I wasn't hearing God's voice correctly. And this morning when I was praying, he kind of slapped me upside the heart and said, no, you need to do this. You need to get back into the prayer podcast, just praying for the country and people, and also the daily reading. So we'll be starting back up today, and I look forward to seeing you or hearing from you. And I pray that this would be something that is beneficial to each and every one of you. So with that said, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for never giving up on us and for just being with us, Lord. For the last month, Father, I'm grateful for the way you've stood with me. You've opened my eyes and my heart. You've helped me understand more about who you are. And you've blessed me. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, for you to guide this prayer, that this would be you saying the perfect prayer to our Father, that my heart would be shared with him completely. And Lord, I lift up our nation, the people in it. I've just seen so much hurt and so much pain from the young lady that I spoke to on Easter just briefly, who was so upset and distraught over her family situation, to the others who are struggling that I've talked to, just paying their bills and buying food. Our nation is struggling and hurting, Father, and I lift up each and every person in it. We have perversion going on, being led by our leaders. And Father, I pray for your angels to combat them. I pray you, Holy Spirit, to work mightily in people's hearts and in their lives. I pray for our leaders who know you. I pray you strengthen them. And those who don't know you, I pray that they would have their hearts and their eyes open to you. But if they don't, Lord, I pray they'd be removed and that you would be the one who completely runs and is in charge of our nation. But Lord, I pray for most of all your will to be done in our land. I pray for the people to be cared for those who are struggling today. I pray for your Spirit, for you, Holy Spirit, to be with them, to comfort them. And for you, your angels, to go about this land, helping those who are depressed, downtrodden. And help us, those of us who know you and love you, to do your will, to love those people, to speak to them, to lift them up, and to love on them as you love on us. May we be your hands and your feet, Lord. May we not just sit back in our homes and pray for them. May we also do and be active to do your will and to support them and to introduce them to you. And Father, I lift up our families to you, our children, our loved ones, our spouses, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our grandchildren. Father, I pray that you'd watch over them, that you'd keep them safe. I ask that you, Holy Spirit, would work mightily in their hearts. For those who don't know you, who don't love you, and haven't given their lives to you, I ask, Holy Spirit, for you to move in them. Put people in their lives who know you and love you. And for those who do know you and love you, I pray that you would strengthen them, that you would continue to move amongst them and fill them even further. May the true understanding of being filled with the Holy Spirit be known to our families. I pray for there to be a hedge of protection about our children, our grandchildren, and our loved ones. I pray that your angels would stand guard over them and keep them safe and keep them from harm. And I pray for those who are sick. It's by your stripes, Father, that we're healed. You died on a cross to not only spiritually save us, but to physically be able to, for us to be healed spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So, Father, I pray for those who are facing cancer, facing illnesses. Just pray, Lord, that you'd watch over them and heal them. Their family members, I pray you'd comfort them. May they know that you're there with them, walking through these tough times. And last of, but just as importantly, Lord, I pray for us, our relationship with you. I pray that the Holy Spirit would move mightily in our hearts and in our bodies and our minds. Fill us completely. May we submit to you. And may our love for you grow each and every day. Be with us, Father. May we live lives that are worthy of you. Where we struggle with addictions, where we struggle with anger, where we just struggle in general, Father, I pray that we would turn to you as our answer and our solution. Be with us, Father. Help us to grow closer to you so we can love you completely with our whole heart, our whole spirit, and all that we are. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.